I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Following the execution deaths of 10 humanitarian aid workers in Afghanistan, fellow aid groups are mourning their loss. Cure International worked side-by-side with International Assistance Mission. The Taliban killed the 10, claiming the group was proselytizing. Cure's founder and president, Scott Harrison, disagrees. He says IAM is very sensitive, and although deeply committed Christians, they don't require people to read or hear the gospel before they get the treatment they need. And imagine a dingy one-room shack with cardboard for carpet and ripped plastic over the window. Impoverished people across the Middle East live in such conditions every day, yet they hospitably open up their homes in an instant, offering coffee, tea, and food to complete strangers. One man from Pioneers USA enjoys these visits and is amazed how Christ is preparing the hearts of people for when his name is brought up. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Sign up for our free Mission News e-blast. Just go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up. I'm Greg Yoder.